just help correct it on this reading. It's not Second Thessalonians, as it says, but it is from the second book of the Old Testament, Exodus, chapter 16, 1 to 6. Verses 1 to 6. Exodus, chapter 16, verses 1 to 6. They set out from Elim, and all the congregation of the people of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they had departed from the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the people of Israel said to them, "Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I am about to rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily." So Moses and Aaron said to all the people of Israel, "At evening you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt." Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Good to be here with you all on this Lord's Day. What a blessing. God is good. He never fails. All the time. He never fails. And you know, we're just over blessed with the love of this congregation. Janet's doing great. She continues to improve day by day. It's a process, but the cancer's completely removed, or the tumour's completely gone, should I say. It's not cancerous. They've confirmed that. It's not spreading. They've confirmed that, and she's just recovering, and slowly, day by day, she'll get there. So we just give God glory, give God praise. And it kind of provoked me a bit towards what I was thinking about talking. Oh, so many things going through my head. You know, what an amazing God. He never lets you down, never fails you. And I just feel so encouraged by the love of this congregation. This is our family. This is our home. And you know, wow, every time you sit and study and hear the word of God, it just churns you over, doesn't it? I was thinking this morning with Brother Gary talking about forgiveness. Wow, there's a lot of tests in our life, brethren. A lot of things that we have got to process and adapt and grow and figure out in our lives. But you know, these are the wonderful words of life. That's what we've been singing. These words are life-changing. And everything that God has given us in His holy word is there to change our lives. Make us different, make us better. Help us to grow, help us to develop. And we are all, including myself, a working progress. You know, God is trying to work in our lives. God is trying to make us better. He's trying to teach us lessons. I think I referred to Janet's situation as it was almost like, for us, we felt like God was doing a bit of bonding. He was saying, "Listen, we need to pull you guys in a little bit. We need to get you family a bit closer to me. And so, you know, we're gonna go through some situations and I just make sure you get as close as you can to me. And listen, we look and we see our church congregation, our family pushing us along and encouraging us and uplifting us and just seeing what God can do with your life. Whatever you are going through, brethren, God is working with you, for you, to help you to become the best that you can be. And even when we have lessons like we had this morning on forgiveness and being able to forgive others, remembering what God has forgiven us, and what a lovely illustration that our brother Gary gave with a reference to his own mother. A wonderful, if you want a parable, there it is. What a lesson. And this is the joy of God's word. Listen, brethren, we are here to grow. We are here to develop. Whatever you are going through in your life, allow God to use it to make you better. The devil is looking for all the things that are going on in your life to push you away from him, away from God. And God says, no, I need you near. I want to bond with you. I want to be close to you. The devil was all going through a hard time. Oh, let's use that to push you away. And God says, no, use it to be stronger and better. Our brother Michael read from a passage talking about an example of an Israelite people journeying on this journey. And all the congregation of the children of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they departed from the land of Egypt. In other words, they had been set free from captivity and they were on a journey, but it wasn't easy. It wasn't an easy journey. And this journey that we are on is not going to be easy. And we are going to go through trials, and we're going to go through struggles, and we're going to face circumstances. We're not immune from ill health, and we're not immune from going through financial problems or going through struggles in relationships or with our children. But we are on a journey, and this journey is a journey where we have been freed from our captivity. You see, we was captive to sin. We was under the hands of the devil. And when we give our lives to Christ, he sends us on this journey. And we start this journey with him. But you see, the Israelites, he says in verse 2, then the whole congregation of the children of Israel complained, because things were not going their way. I could have complained to God. Why is my wife going through all of this? Why? Or we can go to him when things are going wrong in our lives. Maybe Brother Gary. Why should I forgive my mother? Or whatever situation you are in your life, whatever you are dealing with in your life, do you go as a person, as a child of God, and complain? Here it says they complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said to them, oh, that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat and when we ate the bread to the full. For you have brought us out into the wilderness to kill the whole assembly with hunger. In other words, we were better off in captivity. We were eating better food. And that is how the devil works. You see, what the devil will do is he will find those times in your lives and say, you're better off without Christ. You are better off living your life without him. Let him go. Let Christ go out of your life and go and be free. Be yourself. Go and have this well. It's not really a captivity. You'll be fine. The whole congregation, all of them, rebelling against their God and saying, you God, we were better off before. They felt that the slavery that they was originally in was better than the freedom that God had given them, because they were not receiving what they felt they deserved. And even our Christian life, brethren, we're going to face things and we're going to think to ourselves, do I deserve this? I'm a member of the body of Christ. Surely God would give me more than this. And then the Lord said to Moses, he spoke, and he said, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day. In other words, God says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to provide for their needs, but I want them to only take what they require. And I think that in our Christian life, we need an attitude like this. Go and walk your Christian life understanding that God will rain down upon you your needs. Just take what you require. He says, they will take a certain quota each day that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. You know, sometimes maybe we're a bit overblessed with things. Maybe they're the times where maybe we just get a little bit greedy. Or we just want just that bit more. Or, you know, I'm going to keep that for myself. He says in verse 6, then Moses and Aaron said to the children of Israel, so they turned to the complainers, at evening you shall know, they said, at evening you shall know that the Lord has brought you out of the land of Egypt, and in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, for he hears your complaints against the Lord. But what are we that you complain against us? You see, the Lord hears. He's aware. And he is. And also Moses said, this shall be seen when the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening, and in the morning bread to the full. For the Lord hears your complaints which you make against him. What a merciful, loving, gracious God. And what are we? Your complaints are not against us, but against the Lord. Every complaint we have in our life as Christians are complaints against God. Because when we complain, or when we use the things going wrong in our lives and we try and direct those complaints in whatever direction, we send them. Those complaints are heard and directed to God. Because we need to remember, you see, that the Lord is our provider. And so everything that we have is because of him. Everything. And that is why, even with the situation we have as a family and as the congregation had with a sister in the church, is that God provides. When we say we trust God, we trust him. We trust him. Whatever the circumstances may be, and they may not always be what we are hoping for, we have to trust him and know that whatever his will is, that must be done. And we must accept it with grace and thanks and appreciation for him. The lives of the Israelites serve as a reminder to us Christians of how we should repeat or not repeat their mistakes. The mistakes that they made are mistakes that we need to avoid making in our lives. Let's look in a New Testament passage. Turn to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, and we'll look in chapter 10. 1 Corinthians 10. So here is a good example. It says here in the epistle, the Corinthians, it says, moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. We should never forget who our supplier is, and we should never forget who our supporter is. God is our strength. We say it. We have to believe it, and we have to know it, and we have to trust it. That we have to understand and know the all. And we as Christians, we all come under the same blessings that God is giving. We should never forget that He is our supporter in all things. In Acts 17:28, for in Him we live and move and have our being. As also some of you own poets have said. And then he says, for we are also His offspring. In Him we live and move and have our being. Everything about our life is because of Him, and it's in Him that it all takes place. It's because of Him. Whatever you are going through today, whatever's playing on your mind, whatever's playing on your heart, take some encouragement from this. That He is the one who's going to sustain your life. And so we can wake up every day and say, I don't know what this day is going to bring. But I know one thing, my God, He's the one that will be there at my side. He's my provider. He's the one that will provide for my needs. All I need to do is appreciate what He's doing for me. You see, Exodus 16 tells us that the Israelites had a lack of faith. They lacked faith in Him. And so what had happened was, they were looking at their circumstances and forgetting that the one who brought them out of captivity was also supplying for their needs. And quite often we do the same. We look at what we have and think, oh boy, you know, something goes wrong in our life and oh no, this is a crisis. How am I going to deal with this? Sometimes we almost feel like, oh, you know, I'm a Christian. Why is this happening to me? But you see, that was what the Israelites did. They had a lack of faith. You know, there was a history of faith failure amongst Israel. And if you read through and study through the history, you will see that every time a problem came, every time they were undermined in strength, it was because they lacked in faith. You know, one of the things I noted from studies of the scripture is you will never find a battle in here that was won that God wasn't involved in. Every battle won was because of Him. And quite often these battles were with the minority against the majority. And it was the small minority that won over the majority. Because of course they had God with them. And so there we need this faith. In Exodus 5:20 says, then as they came out from Pharaoh, they met Moses and Aaron, who stood there to meet them, and they said to them, let the Lord look on you and judge, because you have made us abhorrent in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, to put a word in their hand to kill us. In other words, what they did was they failed to see their deliverance. You know, one of the beauties of the class this morning that I took out, and you know, every time I study the Word of God, something is there that just hits home every time. One of the things that I took out this morning was this aspect of what God has forgiven me and what He continues to forgive me for. The forgiveness that He has given, the depth of the debt that I had that was lifted from me because of His love, because of His grace and mercy. To be able to look upon me, a sinner, and free me from what I deserve. And when I look at that, I see the deliverance that He has given me. Now, the Israelites who were freed from their captivity in Exodus and began that journey to the promised land, Every time they came across a problem, what did they do? They forgot the deliverance that they had been given. And so the sin was there. Before crossing the Red Sea in Exodus 14 and verse 10, and when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid. How many times in your life are you afraid? How many times do we have fear? How many times do we face things and we just have this dread and fear and our life is falling apart and we're never going to recover from whatever we're going through? So they were afraid. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Every time we're going through something, we call upon our Lord. But when things are going well, maybe not so much crying out to our Lord. We need to be in a relationship with Him, to have the faith in Him to know. We can pray in advance for things that we know God will do, because His will shall be done. And so there was no need for a lack of faith, because God was with them. Listen, God had cloud, a pillar, a flame, a fire. His hand was, that the scriptures talk about Him being below them, above them, around them. He surrounded them. And you need to understand that in your Christian life, He surrounds you. You know, not once did we feel alone. I remember sitting in the hospital and Janet was in the surgeon. I was sitting there. Do you think I sat there thinking I was alone? I was sitting for my wife to come out of surgery. I thought 4 or 5 hours, and it was 12, 8 hours, and 9 hours. And I was sitting there. I didn't feel alone. Not 1 minute. My God was beside me, my God was beside her, and my church family were there, and the messages were there, and the scriptures were there, and God was there. You see, there's no need to have any lack of faith, because God is with you through everything. He knows every single burden and trial in your life. He knows it. Whatever you were going through, He knows. He's aware. And He's there right beside you. You know, we talk about being Christians and being baptized. We receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. He is in you, and He is a part of you. Where you are, He is with you, guiding you and directing you. And so the lack of faith that they had was because they forgot that God who delivered them was with them, transporting them and taking them. And all they have to do is just keep going and trust in Him. And that is what we need to do, brethren. Today, God is with His people, the church. Hebrews 13, verse 5, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For He Himself has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Never. He is with us during our hard times. He is with us during our good times. He is with us during our celebrations. And He sees our weaknesses and imperfections. And when we call upon Him for forgiveness, He forgives. What an amazing God. 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of, note this, all comfort. You ever been in one of those situations where you just can't get comfortable? Just cannot get comfortable. You try everything. I think, oh, I just wish I could get comfortable. Well, in our spiritual life, I'm not talking about the physical comfort here. I'm talking about the spiritual comfort that helps with the physical comfort. Because when we have our comfort in Him, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, the peace that we have, the reassurances that we have, the comfort that we have, this is when our faith becomes stronger, because you feel the comfort that you need in those times. So God's people should always be aware of this. Be thankful. We talk about being thankful in all circumstances. The Apostle Paul, he was thankful in every situation. Every situation. Ephesians 5 and verse 20 talks about giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Imagine trying to be thankful of the things that are going on in your life that you are struggling with. But we can be thankful because those things are things that we can use and God can use to help develop your life. Do we need to worry? Well, God has always said, listen, I'm with you. I'm on this journey with you, and there's going to be times when you're going to not recognize it because you're going to say things are hard. Just like the Israelite people said, these things are hard. And so while these things are hard, the devil says, off you go. And God says, no, get closer to me. You will grow and you will come through this because I will deliver you through this. And so giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thankfulness can help to destroy a lack of faith. If we can be thankful for the things that are not so good in our lives, if we can be thankful if we only have a piece of bread between the whole family, if we can be thankful for whatever the situation that we face in, that thankfulness will destroy the lack of faith that you have in your life, because it will remind you of what an amazing, loving God that we have. Brethren, this is the lesson. I'm going to leave it with you. Don't allow yourself to forget. Don't allow yourself to forget that God is with you. He wants to get you through this journey. He's with you at your side, and he's not going to leave you. The only time that God will not be able to be near you is when you pull yourself away from him. And therefore, we need to resist the devil and draw near to him. That's what the Bible teaches. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I pray that God will bless you. Stay strong, stay encouraged. Romans 8:31, what then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Let's have the invitation in. Let's rise and sing. Amen. I am